This is Passport to Texas. It's easy to forget how the sounds of nature enrich our well-being or how some man-made sounds can have the opposite effect. The World Listening Project recognizes these relationships.
The World Listening Project is a not-for-profit organization whose goal is to help people better understand our relationships with the sounds around us.
Dan Godston lives in Chicago and is involved in the World Listening Project. He says Sunday, July 18th, is World Listening Day, and one way to observe it is by taking a sound walk in a state park.
And a sound walk is where you're focused on what you hear in your soundscape, your sonic environment.
In parks, you might hear birds, rustling leaves, water, buzzing insects, the sound of mountain bikes whizzing by, people's voices, and the crunch of a hiking trail beneath your feet. Conversely, traffic and the thumping bass of car stereos heard from blocks away are also part of the sonic environment and often considered sound pollution. Just as bright city lights obscure our view of stars in the night sky, excessive man-made sounds muffle our ability to connect with the natural world.
As stewards of this planet, we should try to be careful about what's happening to biodiversity. And certainly, I think having the range of sounds relates to that.
We have a collection of sounds at passporttotexas.org and instructions for making a sound map. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.